MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 3, 2025. A Rockport man has been fatally hurt in a crash in Gloucester, and LifeBridge gives out winter coats and backpacks. Sunny, breezy, upper 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9 a.m. and 9:39 p.m. Gloucester Times reports that a Rockport man is dead after a crash Tuesday morning on Rogers Street near the intersection of Manuel F. Lewis Street. 57-year-old Randy Streeter died from injuries suffered in that crash. Calls reporting a pedestrian had been struck by a motor vehicle came into the police station at 5:40 a.m. Tuesday, according to the police log. First responders found the pedestrian, later identified as Streeter, suffering from serious injuries at the scene, according to both Police Chief Edward Conley and Fire Chief Eric Smith. Streeter was treated at the scene and transported by Gloucester Fire Department ambulance and engine crews to Addison Gilbert Hospital. He was pronounced deceased almost an hour later at the hospital, according to the Office of the Essex County District Attorney. The driver of a 2015 GMC Sierra pickup truck involved in the crash remained on scene and cooperated with Gloucester Police and Massachusetts State Police. Michael McHugh reports in today's Salem News. On Tuesday, LifeBridge North Shore gave out winter coats and 100 backpacks in Gloucester and Salem to help people experiencing homelessness prepare for winter with hygiene and personal care products. The annual LifeBridge Backpack Program provides people experiencing homelessness with backpacks filled with hygiene items collected through community drives. The program is intended to directly assist North Shore community members by providing them with tools for better health, safety, and dignity when shelter is unavailable. The 100 weatherproof City Pack backpacks, all paid for by the Lodge of St. Andrew in Boston, are filled with essential items such as socks, toothbrushes, emergency blankets, soap, baby powder, hand warmers, razors, first aid kits, and more. Backpack recipients include people of all ages who face barriers such as poverty, unemployment, trauma, domestic violence, mental health challenges, and substance use, according to LifeBridge. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
As the holiday season gets fully underway, Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga has announced some of the events scheduled for the city.
Another one we announced a few days ago was free parking on Main Street, just Main Street, from Thanksgiving till the last day of the year, New Year's Eve. So you get 2 hours of free parking, but we are going to strictly enforce the two-hour limit. So that means people still need to use the kiosk or the app to start their session. But instead of 20 minutes free, it's now 2 hours free. That's hopefully will give a little boost to the businesses downtown. The tree lighting that was supposed to happen on the 30th, on Sunday, because the rain was postponed, so that'll start on take place on next Sunday, the 7th. So it begins at the parade at 3 o'clock and followed by the tree lighting up at Kent Circle at around 4 o'clock. And then, of course, Ladies' Nights on the 4th, Men's Nights on the 11th, you know, events downtown, Middle Street Walk on the 13th, and later that evening will be the Lobster Trap tree lighting down at Solomon Jacobs Park near the Harbor Master's office at 4:30. The Lobster Trap Menorah will be on the 16th at 6 at the Temple on Middle Street. And that's it. A lot of stores downtown are going to be opening, staying open late on the 18th as well.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga. And Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. In Newburyport, local businesses praised the success of the Chamber of Commerce's Small Business Saturday, while also looking ahead to upcoming Invitation Nights and Green Ticket initiatives. Over the weekend, businesses throughout downtown saw an uptick in foot traffic as the Chamber promoted shopping local, according to owners contacted Monday by the Daily News. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Cape Ann League has announced its 2025 football awards, and here we go. The Kinney Division, Most Valuable Player, Gavin Brady, North Reading. Defensive Player of the Year, Charlie Lussier of Essex Tech. Triton's Carl Lucy is the Offensive Player of the Year. Coach of the Year, Ed Blum, North Reading. And Champion, North Reading. The Baker Division, Most Valuable Player, Amesbury's Justin Duby. Defensive Player of the Year, Amesbury's Ethan Kirby and Ollie Peters, also of Amesbury. Offensive Player of the Year, Zach Hurd of Manchester Essex. And Coach of the Year is Amesbury's Colin McQueen, and of course, Champion Amesbury. Amesbury will be competing tomorrow in the MIAA Division 7 Super Bowl against Cohasset at Gillette Stadium kickoff, scheduled for 5 p.m. St. John's Prep meets Xaverian Saturday in the Division 1 Super Bowl kickoff at 6:15 p.m. Danvers native Joanne Flynn has been named president of the New England Professional Golfers Association. She has been head pro at Wyndham County Club in New Hampshire for 31 years and becomes the first woman to lead the NEPGA. Her father, Bill Flynn, served as president in the 1970s. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Knicks last night, 123-117. They're back in action tomorrow night in Washington. And the Bruins lost 5-4 to the Red Wings last night. They'll host St. Louis tomorrow night. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.